This coming Saturday at 8:30, the Baltimore Symphony will kick off their season with their annual gala celebration. Their guest of honor is Renee Fleming, and earlier this week I went down to the Meyerhof to talk to their music director, Maren Alsop, about what an incredible coup this is and how exciting the gala is every year.
I don't think we could get a bigger star than Renee Fleming. Not only is she just a magnificent singer and in so many different genres, she's the height, I think, of what a beautiful soprano can do in the opera, but also that she can do the popular crossover music, and also she's just an absolutely lovely person. So I don't think it gets much better than Renee Fleming.
Have you worked with her before?
I haven't personally worked with her, but she's very close with my dear friend Jean-Yves Thibaudet, the pianist, and they play together often, so he speaks of her to me all the time. So this is a very special evening for me to finally get to work with her personally.
The Orchids are also appearing on the gala, as they did last year. What are they doing this year?
Well, we have a brand new piece for them this year, written by a friend of mine, George Bogatko, who used to write for my swing band, and it's called We Are the Orchestra. It's sort of a salsa kind of feel, and they're playing and they're doing bucket band and doing some singing. So it's a little bit of dancing. It's just a 4-minute feature with the orchestra, but it's really fun. And I think it'll lighten up the evening. And they're also going to be singing the choral part with Miss Fleming to You'll Never Walk Alone.
What's fun about the gala for you? It's fun for everybody else. It's a work night for you. What are the fun parts of the gala for you?
Oh, no, it's all fun for me. It doesn't feel like a work night at all. This is a moment to celebrate the incredible support that we feel from the wonderful community here in Baltimore. So many people come out to support the symphony on this night. You know, people that don't have time necessarily during the year to attend every concert, but they really get behind the support of the orchestra on this evening. It's nice to see everyone for me. Some people I'm not able to see that often during the season. And I think to watch everybody reconnecting and networking and celebrating the achievements of the Baltimore Symphony, it's nice to take a moment to reflect back on how much we've achieved in these few years or even in this last year alone and see the different manifestation of the gala. You know, every year it's different, something new, something different happens. Some new people join us. And so it's a nice way to gauge, I think, the growth curve of the orchestra.
I was very sad to see that Art Modell passed away. His wife Patricia did some great work here, some great work across the street at the Lyric. Did you have much to do with them?
Well, I have to say that Art and Pat Modell were wonderful, wonderful people and great supporters of the symphony. And the last time I think they came to the symphony was to a Charlie Chaplin film I had done. Pat called right away and left me a message saying how they were moved by it and how much they loved it. That is a real loss, I think, for our community.
I want to thank you for talking with us, and good luck with the gala. It looks like a great program. I think people are going to have a fabulous time, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much.